Today.
Today.
At the edge of our hope. At the end of our time. We have chosen not only to believe in ourselves, but in each other.
Today there's not a man or woman in here that shall stand alone.
Not today.
Today we face the monsters that are at our door and bring the fight to them. Today we are canceling the apocalypse. The single greatest talk radio host who has ever lived. Well, he might not be that great, but he still reels. And ladies and gentlemen, fellow slaves of the plantation, welcome to the Vinny Eastwood Show, where the only thing worse than the truth is Vinny's jokes.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to yet another exciting episode of the Vinny Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on American Freedom Radio for the joy and comfort of the intelligence agents listening. Now, my very special guest, as we are going to get into today, some very deep spiritual, and I think I'm not sure if it's ethical's the right word, moral issues, I think, because there's a basically a big strata of rules and regulations that govern our everyday activity, judging from the legislation anyway. But there aren't so many rules that govern how we behave and become better people per se that are legislated. It's like, no, bro, you're being a dick, that's illegal. No, it can't be like that. So people can grow up very immature, full in their own ego, and have many other social problems that other people haven't corrected them on yet. If you've got a person behaving very badly in society and you don't correct them, they will continue to behave badly. As Ice Cube said, you better check yourself before you wreck yourself. And my very special guest, Gary Carlson, is from iCheckYourSoul.com. Before you wreck yourself, ladies and gentlemen, Gary, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Can you please tell us a little bit about who you are and what it is you do?
Well, I live in the United States in Long Beach, California. I grew up in Michigan. And most of my adult life, I was a professional gambler, mostly poker, but blackjack and other things have come up too. And in 2010, when I became 56 and Saturn returned for the second time, which kind of brings back how it was when you were born each 28 years, you get a chance to wake up to spirituality, and that happened with me. And I discovered all kinds of things about myself, and I always could use the pendulum, and I thought everybody could, and I didn't think much of it, and thought it was just contacting your subconscious mind or something. But then I asked if I was contacting another entity, and I got yes, and I had never asked that before, and I got all excited, and I was reading about making ascension, you know, that you got to be polarized positive. So I asked if I could find out if anybody's polarized positive or not with the pendulum. And I got yes, and I got all excited and says, I got to open a website and help humanity so I can help more people make ascension, you know, tell you if you're polarized positive. And I don't know how I did it, but I quickly invented the soul score, a score on your soul of how positive you are. And I kept asking questions on the pendulum all day long for about a week, maybe, to get it right. And I found out soul scores go from 2 to 69, So like God's score would maybe be 69. In other words, the score is your percentage of love and service to others versus service to self. You have to do some of both to survive in the universe. But a person that's real evil and a mass murderer and all that stuff would have a score of 2. They're all service to self. And a person that did like everything for everybody and didn't care that much about themselves and just wanted to help others would have a much higher score, maybe above 60. What I discovered was there's wander. There's basically 3 categories of people that come up in these store reports I do. And one is wanderers, and there's supposedly about 75 million of us, were people that came from the higher realms of another planet that came to third density Earth to help with spirituality. And supposedly every planet, every soul group of people have these people. Where 99% of them come from the 6th density. There's 9 densities. And 1 in the 3rd density. And when you make ascension, you go to the 5th density, and that lasts for about a cycle. I followed the rules on everything and wrote it on my website. iCheckYourSoul.com as Vinny. And I found out most wanderers, they made ascension, went to the 5th density, then went to the 6th density, and 1/4 of a cycle through it, they were in the top 9 of 1,000, and they're asked if they wanted to be a wanderer and go back to the 3rd density and help a planet with spirituality. But when they ask you, they tell you which planet you would go to, and you can go check things out first before you decide. And supposedly 6 out of the 9 decline it normally, and 3 out of the 9 take it. And about 1%, a little less than 1%, they're so spiritual that in the 5th density, 3/4 of a cycle through it, if they're in the top 8 in 10,000, there has to be a wanderer then. I'm supposedly one of them, is what I'm told. And then your mission's a little bit longer. If you come out of the 5th density, you got a 1.42 cycle mission, a cycle being 25,920 years. And if you come out of the 6th density, you got a 0.97 cycle mission, about 25,000 years. And either way, when your mission's done, you go to the 7th density, which normally lasts for 2 cycles. But when you get there, you only have to do 1 cycle. So you got 1 of 2 cycles completed already, and you receive a hero's welcome, get a place of honor, and that, you know, get the good, probably get a mate real easy and all that. And if you come out of the 5th density, you get to decide to go back to your planet or stay on the planet you're on. But if you come out of the 6th density, you got to go back to your planet. So your mission's a little longer out of the 5th, but you get that choice. And since you both go to the 7th density with 1 of 2 cycles completed, you shave some time off going to the higher deal. You get there a little faster. And that's basically my case. So anyway, I found out that there's 2 kinds of ascension. One's planetary ascension. And that's when our whole solar system goes to a higher realm. Right now, there's 7 realms in our universe. And we're in the first realm that has the first 3 densities. And if we make planetary ascension, we go to realm 2, which has the dimensions 5 through 10. We would start out in the lowest dimension, the 5th dimension. You probably heard people talk about that. We're going to go to the 5th dimension. It's actually realm 2, 4th density, 5th dimension. And if you make ascension, you go to the 3rd realm, which for Earth, it can be 11th through 14th density or dimensions. And on Earth, it's the 12th dimension. And each planet, it could be different, 11, 12, 13, or 14. And there's also people called starseeds. These are people that live on third or fourth density, like us. We'll soon be in fourth density, I hope. So it can be either one. You go through a cycle and then make ascension to the third realm. And there's usually an ascension window that opens up every time a cycle is finished on each planet. But if you complete your cycle, and the cycle isn't ending, you got to make ascension out of the cycle, which is real hard.
Sorry, Gary, you're breaking up quite a bit there.
Oh, well, I don't know. Should I get a little closer? Does that help?
Maybe. Are you on a hardline connection or wireless?
No, I'm on a cable. No one's had trouble with my audio or anything.
Okay. Just if you have any other web browsers or anything else that might be draining the juice of the internet, just close them. It usually solves the problem, or reconnecting. But so there's all these dimensions, and there's all these realms, and there's all these cycles. Okay, so that's an intersecting little thing right there. How do you quantify these things? How do you quantify what dimension is what dimension, what realm is what realm, and what cycle is what cycle?
Well, I just ask questions with the pendulum and write it all down and try to make sense of it. I wrote down all the rules on my website. There's basically 28 dimensions in our universe. And our universe has a size 7.83 something, and that gives us seven creator gods and causes seven to be a spiritual number in our universe, like 7 days in the week and a few other things. I can't, I'm not prepared. I wasn't prepared for this to write down all my material, but So anyway, there are seven realms, and each realm has a certain amount of dimensions. And I went through all everybody else's work and picked up bits and pieces of what everybody else said, and then prayed and asked the pendulum, what's right and what's wrong, and made sense of it all. And tried to list all the spiritual facts on my website. I don't have everything there. There's more to it than I have. But I tried to get the basic black and white stuff. So hopefully Earth is moving to the second realm, and about 10% of us are going to make ascension to the third realm.
So let's say you personally, just give us a breakdown of, your soul, your realm, your cycle, and that kind of stuff.
Well, I supposedly came from a planet.
If I may, because you mentioned it's a mission, so what is that mission?
My mission, I guess, is to teach spirituality, help people make ascension, stop the negative control of Earth, try to make it a spiritual place, take the... What I found out is, as many people know, there's a huge amount of people that are horribly evil that are controlling the planet. And what I found out is most of these people have human bodies and a reptilian soul. And a reptilian soul doesn't have empathy for others. So they're prone to evil and service to self, and want to control things for their own benefit. And there's about a million, 10,000 people on the planet with reptilian souls. They're in 70% of the countries in the government, in the top government. They run all the corporations, industry, entertainment, the media. They're in all of the control positions. And they call each other of nobility, which is a complete lie, like they're the opposite. You know, they're criminals. They're total criminals, controlling everything, as you tell people on your show constantly.
It's psychopathy, because I've noticed the interesting connections, like when David Icke talked of reptilians and described, just as you did, a lot of the symptoms, behavior patterns and things like that. They're absolutely identical to the psychopathic mindset. They seek positions of power. They're very grandiose. They talk themselves up as if they're really big and games and that kind of thing. And I've always wondered whether or not there's a confusion between this, because the thing that actually defines a psychopath biochemically is an overactive reptilian cortex in their brain. We've got three cortexes, one primate, one mammalian, and one reptilian, and it seems that psychopaths have an overactive reptilian brain and an underdeveloped mammalian and primate brain. And I wondered if there was, in fact, a reason why people are being called reptilians outside of them actually being shape-shifting reptiles, and that's what I came up with.
Uh-huh. I don't think these people can physically shapeshift. I think they can somehow put like a hologram out that their mind or soul makes, where people see a reptilian, but they're physically still got their human body. But they got the reptilian soul. Their sense of humor don't work the same as ours. And the most important thing is they don't have empathy for others, so they don't care about anybody else. And their mind and soul just works that way. When me and you do something, we usually think about how it affects the other person, at least a little bit. They don't have any reason to do that at all. Right now, they got this Trump, who I get is a reptilian, and he's demonstrated reptilian characteristics. And people think he's doing good and draining the swamp and cleaning out the deep state. He may be.
I do love the irony of a reptile draining the swamp.
Yeah. What he's doing, what he's actually doing, is he's getting the most evil people that have already got caught doing horribly evil things. He's going to get them thrown out and replace them with other reptilian people. And then the whole process is going to go on. Maybe they'll do things a little less evil and slightly better for us, but it still won't be anywhere near right or correct or fair or spiritual, however you want to put it.
I found that's an interesting thing, because you have these large propaganda networks, essentially, that are putting out this pro-Trump propaganda, these Trump puppets, who are literally just pouring it out all the time. Pouring on the, oh, I love him, he's so amazing, he's so wonderful, that kind of thing. Now, even if that was true, which it's not, the very concept of having that kind of devotion to anybody in a position of power, like the President of the United States or the head of a corporation, any kind of adoration of that ilk is dangerous. Because it means that those people who are under that person's sway will do almost anything they say, will believe almost anything they tell them. And if they've abandoned their reason, and if they've abandoned their own personal conscience, then that opens the door for dictatorship, whether it be of the mind, the body, or the soul. It's one or the other.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he's not trying to stop chemtrails or GMOs or vaccines or fluoride in the water or any or the lies on the media. And he's outright bombed Syria twice. I guess one time maybe it was he followed instructions from the Russians, bomb here and there and nobody will get killed and you won't hurt us and you can act like you did something good for your country or something. I think that's what happened. I think the first time 7 people got killed and some damage was done. But in both cases, a lot of the missiles were taken out before they hit their target, I think. But Trump never admitted any of that. He acted like everything was on target purpose, and I'm perfectly, and we completed our mission, and the United States is safer now.
Mission accomplished.
That's what he's telling the American people. I don't know how many of them believe exactly that, but some probably. Mm.
Well, if people had been paying attention these last 18 years or so, they'd notice it goes from one president to the other to the other that all say the exact same thing and continue to further indebt America to the banks and continue to invade and destroy sovereign nations. What's changed, ladies and gentlemen? Nothing. All right? Everything's exactly the same. The only thing that's changed, actually, is that it's gotten worse. More consolidation of power, more scumbaggery, more lies, more deceit, more narcissism. All right? And that's essentially what people are supporting when they support an American president, or at least that's the lesson that I've learned by looking at history for some time.
They're accelerating their agenda. There's no question to it. They're trying to add more vaccines. They're trying to put in 5G on the cell phones that will supposedly have so much electromagnetic radiation on us that it's going to cause like 25 or 30% of the people to get cancer and be ill from it. And I'll have to put a broadcasting tower on every block or something like that, or it's supposed to be real horrible. I don't think that's going to go. I think they're going to have so many problems with that and so many people getting ill right away that they're going to have to stop it. But I'm not sure. They're going to try to push it in. They're pushing it in with no testing or anything. They're just, it's good for us and we don't care about you, so we're going to put it in.
Now, that's a very rapey thing to do. We don't care about you. We're just going to put it in. Now, I also wanted to actually bring this back down again because that's what's happening at the macro level, like in other people's lives and things like that. But it occurs to me that there's also a micro level that things are resonating at. Like if we're paying attention to these things, how is that attention affecting us, to your mind?
I didn't quite understand what you meant there.
Well, you know how we look outside for problems. We look at President Trump. We look at the fluoride and the chemtrails and all of that kind of thing. And sometimes we look outside for problems so much that we forget that there are actually problems inside. And sometimes the things that we're actually paying attention to cause us to have these little realizations about ourselves if only we weren't fixated enough to realize it.
Yeah, they're kind of dividing and conquering us. They're putting us into so many categories, like each race, each income level, what kind of house you live in, a lot of different categories. And that causes jealousy and hate, and it stimulates the ego. I'm better than you because I do this or I got that, and you don't have this. And that lowers people's soul scores and will keep some people from making planetary ascension as well as regular ascension. I'm told, I don't know how accurate it is, that to make the planetary ascension, you got to have a soul score of 40 or higher. So you got to be at least 40% love and service to others. and 60% or less service to self. Instead of being polarized positive, which would be 51 or higher to make regular ascension. If you meet a person that's a 40 and you meet another person that's a 51, within a few minutes, you tell they're way different. Or at least I can from my, you know, using what I do, you know. Somebody else can't. But if I told you this person had this score and this person has that score, spend some time and tell me how you feel about each one. Let's say you're in a room with two people and you say one guy has a 40 score and one guy has a 51 score. Spend an hour talking and spending time with them and tell me which one's which, and most people would easily get it right.
Are you talking about, like, because they're so focused outward and they're not actually helping anybody, they actually sound and appear less evolved because they don't have real experience in what it is to be a real human being, as it were?
Yeah, they're not. They're living out of their mind and ego more than their heart, I guess you could say. You can tell which person is caring and feels about you and wants things to be better for you, and the other person that just wants to promote themselves and do a little bit for you, you know, and help you a little bit or tell you some things. Well, I know this and blah, 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 and I'm an expert, you know, and this is going to help you, you know. Sometimes it will, sometimes it won't, but the caring person would say things, would put the conversation in where they're caring for you. You know, they want things to be better and want your life to be better instead of them to be higher. Put themselves on a pedestal, I guess. The lower soul scorers often do that if they're not just an outright criminal. Some are uncaring, outright criminal, and others are a criminal that wants power too, which is the reptilians.
So you're saying essentially that if you want a very low soul score, go out, be a criminal, try and make as much money as you can and be a bastard. But if you actually want to develop and have a much higher soul score, there's a completely different way to go about it.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta care about and help other people. And when you do that, your spirit guides or God's agents will automatically help things go better for you and it'll work out. While when you're a criminal, you're gonna have all kinds of problems and a lot of things won't work out.
Well, let's define spirit guide and God agent for a second here. Can you tell me what that is? Like somebody who comes into your life that helps you out with something at just the time that you need them and just the way that you needed help so you can continue helping others out. That's one of them?
Well, each person has a guardian angel and spirit guide. If you're a regular third density soul, you would have three-fifth density spirit guides that you share with three other people. And if you're a wanderer, you would have seventh density spirit guides that you share with one other wanderer. And the other wanderer would usually be on the soul planes in between lives where they're helping you. And the same for those fifth density. You know, if you're sharing it with three people, the other people might be on the soul plane in between lives too, so they can put more attention to you. Basically, you have about one life every 250 years. So you might live for, let's say you live for 50 years and you'd spend 200 years on the soul plane. And then you'd have another life and spend some more time on the soul plane. So that's about how it comes out. So if you live for one cycle, you'd have like 110 lives or something like that. It comes out for a regular person on our planet. On another planet where the lifespan was a lot longer, it'd be different. You'd have less lives. You might have one life for 400 years and then spend 300 years on the soul plane or something like that, where it might come out similar on a different planet. Supposedly, when we make planetary ascension, we might live for like 600 years. And all the people with low souls, I need to explain that. There's like 18 branches of DNA that covers all living things. And Earth has 16 of them. You know, like some are mammals or vegetables or trees or birds. You know, there's like 18 different categories. And Earth has 16 of them. And six of those categories can become people. You know, they're self-aware like us. And the ones with souls are mammals, birds, and vegetables. Believe it or not, there's vegetable people on some planet. And if you go through the internet, there's some instances where people talk about they've met the vegetable people.
Well, one could argue that they represent the voting public and the majority, but go ahead.
Well, anyway, and then there's the ones with the low souls that don't have empathy for others. And those are reptiles, insects, and spiders. They can all become people on the right planet with the right atmosphere and the right amount of gravity and all that. So that's the low souls and the regular souls. And the low soul people are like 80 to 90% negative groups. But there are positive groups among reptilians and insect people and spider people. Spider people and vegetable people are real rare, but the other four kinds are real common in the universe. So where was I before that?
Talking about self-development, because we're talking about trying to differentiate oneself from the lower soul people.
Yeah, well, you want to try to get yourself polarized positive. And I can check you to help out with that. I give anybody a mini soul reading for free. But I don't allow you to send me a list of people, but you can send yourself and I'll give you a free mini soul reading. I'll tell you what your soul score is, what category you're in, whether you're in your cycle, qualified for ascension, or you're a wanderer or a starseed. And then I'll tell you how much your total good karma and your total bad karma, and they're separate. Bad karma is about 1.5 times more important than good karma. And whatever bad karma you do, whatever your body does, your soul's responsible for. And you could have bad or good karma from the previous life that you've accumulated. And you gotta discharge all your bad karma by bad things happening to you, crap. And there's a weekly factor in it, too. The average amount of bad karma you make during the average week, you have to discharge that during the average week. So if you start crap with your mate and do things unfairly to other people, force them to clean up your mess and stuff like that, you'll get bad karma. And then to make up for it, you'll have crap to deal with. Like you decide out of the blue to go driving somewhere and then you go to get on the freeway and it's jammed. You discharge some bad karma because of that. Or you walk outside and there's an immense amount of bird shit all over your windshield. You know, that would be like discharging the bad karma. And then the amount of good karma you make each week, you use about, I made a system of numbers for karma that you'll see on it if you get a soul report. And roughly you discharge a lot of your good karma and you save some of it and you build it up. And when you finally, when you die and you go on the soul plane, if you have a lot of good karma and a higher soul score from the previous life, the next life that you get to pick from will be a lot better. You might get like 10 or 12 choices of which life you want to go into. And normally the path of that soul, the path of that person in life is like 88% fixed. You know, and you got 12% free will on earth. And you might get 12 real good choices of real easy, fine lives where you get to accumulate good karma and help other people and feel good about yourself if you have a lot of good karma and you did good last life. Whereas if you got all kinds of bad karma, if you got a super amount of bad karma because you killed somebody and you did some other rotten things, you might have to pick a life that when you're 12 years old, you're in a four-wheeler that turns upside down and you get crashed real bad and you spend the rest of your life in a wheelchair just to discharge all the bad karma you did from the previous life. All these people you see like that, that's why they're like that, because they have to discharge bad karma from a previous life. One way you can look at it, anything bad happens to you, you can kind of figure, well, I spiritually deserve this to happen for some reason. I have to discharge the bad karma. And now that this has already happened and it's over with, I got rid of a bunch of my bad karma. You can look at it positively, a little bit at least. I know there's some rotten things where you lost your house or your car crashed and you didn't have insurance or something and you know, it's horrible. But you got rid of a bunch of bad karma anyway. You can look at it that way. And if you don't let that upset you too much and go on with life after that, you can always do good after that. And God and your guides and your guardian angel will help you do good after that if you maintain a spiritual attitude.
Now, there's a section on your website that I had a look at briefly before the show called 15 Spiritual Lessons. And these were quite interesting, I saw, was anger, appearance, attachment, duality, egotism, fame, fear, fulfillment, greed, jealousy, power, pride, selfishness, sexuality, and wealth. It's quite an extensive list of development there.
Well, I'll tell you a little story about that. Okay, I'm doing soul. I morphed from giving people their soul score into a soul report in about 2012, and in 2014 I got enough activity that I start charging for soul reports, even though I did them free for about 2 years. So anyway, while I was doing the soul report, I kept asking the pendulum, there's got to be something more I can include on there. There's got to be something else. And somehow I found out, well, there's spiritual lessons. Well, how many of them? I said, 15. And I go, so I start putting on people's soul reports that you've completed 8 out of the 15 spiritual lessons, but I don't know what they are or anything yet. And then I'm at home and I'm waiting to go out in about 15 minutes with my wife somewhere. And this one friend that works at a, a car place nearby that I made friends with. He says, I gotta come over. I says, I'm ready to go out. And he says, I'll just be there for a couple minutes. And he gave me this list, 15 spiritual lessons, all printed out from this other guy. And it's listed on my webpage. And that's how I learned them. I forget his name, but I got hit by a car as a pedestrian in 2005. So my short-term memory don't work well. And my thinking slowed down. But I'm kind of still as smart as I was, but I'm slower about it, and I can't remember things as well. But anyway, so they told me to rewrite his spiritual lessons in my own way. And I don't claim to be a good writer at all. I did the best I could, made it easy and short, as I do on everything. And then later on, I posted his list and what he wrote about each one. So both are on there. You can, and I renamed some of the lessons slightly. They told me to do that so I wouldn't be like totally copying him. But I ended up putting all his material on there and giving him credit for it. I forget his name, something. I don't know if he's still alive or anything. I don't know much about him, but I've seen his, website stuff a little bit and use his 15 spiritual lessons. I think everybody's gotta do these before you make ascension, but I'm not sure if you're obligated or you have to complete them or you can't make ascension. I think you can. But when somebody's in the middle and somebody's got about 60% of their cycle of third density done, they've usually completed all 15 spiritual lessons. If they got a younger soul and they're only like 25% done with their cycle, they'll usually have like 4 to 6 completed and maybe 9 more to go or something like that, or maybe 5 more to go. And I use the pendulum, find out which ones and make a list and tell you. But that doesn't seem to help people too much. You're not necessarily supposed to, if you read, well, I did all the spiritual lessons except greed and jealousy. You know, I don't know if you can try to work that lifetime and try to do those lessons somehow. Or maybe you gotta wait. God gives you a life where the lesson comes up in a certain lifetime, and then you complete the lesson that way. I think it is. So when I tell you on the soul reports which lessons you still gotta do, I think you should just go on and let it come up naturally with how God's gonna make it be. I think that's how the lessons work, but those lessons are important for your soul development, and you need to have completed them in some manner or fashion to do well in the higher densities. We all go through all the densities. Some people go through only the third, and some people go through only the fourth density, because they're basically the same. You can do a cycle in either one and make ascension, or you can do some of both, which should be the case for Earth. I think within a couple of years, we're going to make this planetary ascension. I just saw a video where this lady was hypnotizing people and asking them about this, and their soul was going in the future a few years and describing how the life was on Earth. And it was all about us being in the fourth density. Everywhere you walked, the trees and the ground and everything glowed. And there was less people because only about half the people are going to make it or something like that. Only about half the people have a high enough soul score. Maybe 2/3, I don't know, but a big portion of people ain't gonna go. And the people that don't make it, I'm told, are instantly teleported to some planet, third density planet, and they live out their lives there. And then when they reincarnate, they get to reincarnate back on Earth. And they get to start a new life with new parents where they're raised properly to lead a life where you have a higher soul score and all that, and you do well instead of like you were last life. So if you don't make this planetary ascension, don't feel like it's horrible for you and your soul and you're screwed forever. You're not. You just finish your life and reincarnate back on Earth, and they'll give you choices of parents that'll bring you up properly to be spiritual your next life.
Grass is always greener on the other side, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know how bad these people with low souls, the reptilians, insects, and spider people, which we're mostly concerned with reptilians. But I think there are some insect people on underground bases, and they're making clones of people and putting a reptilian soul in. I think there's two kinds of reptilian souls. There's Draconian one, which is the Illuminati, and they're the most evil, and they're in control. And then there's some other reptilian group, and they're represented among the reptilian people. I think more are this other group, and this other group's a little less evil than Draconians. And Trump's one of the other groups. And the people he's trying to take out are the Draconians, the Illuminati. He's kind of getting the Illuminati out of power and going to put his reptilian group in power. You know, it'll be a slight improvement, but it'll still be terrible, I think. But Q and all that, it's all reptilian. People look at websites and names on people on the internet, and they send it to me, and I do a pendulum check and tell you if you got a proper spiritual site you're looking at, or if it's a phony one run by reptilians, which is the case some of the time. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I was just wondering in terms of where society's going, and you're talking about how half of people ain't going to make it. How soon is that going to happen?
I don't know, but I'm told it's in likely in the next 2 years. I think this Planet X, or the brown dwarf star with seven orbitals, is going to come in and go above our solar system and cause destruction with earthquakes, tsunamis, and volcanoes to go off. I think that's happening a little bit now as it's getting close. I'm told we're going to see that in November or December, and it's going to get bigger and closer, and around April next year it's going to go through the kill zone for 90 days and semi-wreck our planet. May take out 50 miles of coastline of California and stuff, where I have to quickly move. I'm ready with food and water to throw my car and get out of here when I think it's right. My wife, who isn't real spiritual and doesn't follow my work, she has a dealer job in the casino. I went to Cambodia and got married. So she's Cambodian, got a bunch of Cambodian friends here and a good job, and she don't believe this brown dwarf star's coming, so she don't want to leave. So I'm going to have to wait and see what happens. But as soon as it gets horrible, I'm getting out of here.
Well, I find it's like waiting for horrible things to happen, as if it's a certainty, is, I don't know, a bad waste of one's time, methinks.
Well, one other thing that can happen is this brown dwarf star can show up and we can see it. But before we go in the kill zone, we make planetary ascension. And this brown dwarf star ain't in the fourth density. So if we make planetary ascension, all of a sudden this brown dwarf star threat is gone. I was told that's real likely to happen, and I'm told it's very unlikely to happen. It's changing, you know. I'm not, my future predictions aren't real strong. I'll admit that. So I wouldn't, I think all these things I'm talking about are going to happen, but when, I don't have a good handle on that. I can give out what they tell me, but I don't think it's real accurate, you know, but maybe it would be. We'll see.
And you say you ask questions of a pendulum, is it?
Yeah. This is it.
So you just swing it back and forth and you ask it questions.
Yeah, well, this is yes. This is no.
You'll have to hold it a little bit higher. You can't see it.
All right.
That's a no.
Yes is this way, back and forth, and then sideways is no. And this diagonal is maybe. And this diagonal is I don't know or I can't answer.
Yeah.
And then it can spin this way, positive or a wanderer. And it can spin the other way, negative or a reptilian. It can move six ways. And if you can get it to move, you make up your own language for yourself. That, you know, you decide what the movements mean. Or you can ask what the movements mean for you. It may not be the same as what I'm doing. I put a mini introduction on my website of how to use it and what my language is on it. And I think about 10-15% of the people can get it to move real well. Now, as far as getting the truth or getting some helpful information from it, that's another thing. But most people can't get it to move by itself, but I think that if you use it and you rock your body to make it move for a while and keep doing it that way for a little while, eventually your mind and soul will learn how to make it move by itself as I do. But I'm not sure on that. But I think some people could learn it that way. And then you have to pray before you use it. You have to make a relationship with the entity that's answering it to do well, you know. I mean, even if they're positive, they may not know the answer, and then they just guess on the answer, and then you're getting crap information, too. I think that happens a lot. I think anybody in the higher densities can communicate with others in the still higher densities, and they can find out whatever you want to know.
And when did you start doing this? Like, did a trauma happen to you or something that sort of unlocked this within you? Or?
Well, when I was a kid, probably a little younger than 10, I got interested in hypnosis a little bit. And I had an aunt that her whole house was bookshelves on every wall. It was like a library in her house. And they just read books all the time. So I asked her for Christmas for a book on hypnosis. Because I wanted to learn how to do self-hypnosis and improve myself, which never seemed to work out very good. But in the book was the pendulum. And it showed how the pendulum works and how to use it. And I tried it, and it moved like crazy right away, real easy. But I didn't know. I was just a little kid. I thought, well, anybody can do this, but they just don't know about it, you know. I tried to use it for a few things, like finding something that was lost and stuff, and didn't seem to work out much. And I quit doing it after a short time, and then every 5 years or so, I would pick it up and mess with it for a few minutes. But then in 2010, I asked, am I communicating with someone else, and got yes, and that changed everything.
Gary Carlson is my guest from iCheckYourSoul.com. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the listener-funded Vinnie Eastwood Show. And this weekend, we're entering the 48 Hours Film Competition. I need about $200 just to pay the rent and some gas and some phone credit for myself, ladies and gentlemen. So if you would be so kind as to donate at TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com, I'd be much obliged. We'll see you right after the break, folks. Don't go anywhere.
I like very much
radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our stringent quality controls and absolute zero GMOs plus testing for heavy metals makes us unique in the storable foods market. Our line of fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Take out the amount you need and reseal the package for use within the next 6 months. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's www.simplycleanfoods.net today.
American Survival Wholesale is a proud sponsor of the American Freedom Radio. And when you purchase quality products from AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, you help support this program. Our quality non-GMO foods do not contain MSG, high fructose corn syrup, or heavy metals. At American Survival Wholesale, you can choose from over 8,000 quality products, including self-defense weapons, bug-out bags, and long-term storable food at wholesale prices. We also have custom food packs available, including gluten-free, dairy-free, and vegetarian packs. If we don't have it, you don't need it. American Survival Wholesale is a veteran-owned and operated company, which also supports our veterans in need, and we are very active in disaster relief. If you would like to become a distributor, please email us at bugoutamerica@usa.com or call 818-720-0759. We offer free consultations to answer all your questions. Do it today while things are calm. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
Nicotine, alcohol, good drugs. Coincidentally, tax drugs. Ooh, how does this work? Thank God they're taxing alcohol, man. It means we got those good roads we can drive on. Because I'll tell you something, I'll be honest, man. If I were going to legalize a drug, it sure wouldn't have been alcohol. Sorry, there's better drugs and better drugs for you. That's a fact. Pot is a better drug than alcohol. Fact. Fact. Stop your internal dialogue. But Bill, alcohol's on... Shut up! You're wrong. Get over it. I'll prove it to you, man. You're at a ball game or a concert and someone's really violent and aggressive and obnoxious. Are they drunk or are they smoking pot? They're drunk. I have never seen people on pot get in a fight because it is impossible. Hey, buddy. Hey, what? Hey. End of argument.
What has American Freedom Radio ever done for us?
Provide us for free education?
Well, that's obviously effective, but apart from reversing the dumbing down of America...
All the information they provide is free?
What about the free podium for broadcast activists to speak from, man?
Exploiting commonplace corruption?
They help vulnerable people who don't have a voice?
Bringing light to important information nobody else does.
Well, they never sense so hung up or cut off their guests.
Well, that's not fun, is it?
Oh, they created a fantastic alternative media source during an era of bad, manipulative, and infiltrated mainstream and alternative media shills and scum.
Okay, well, apart from the free education, free information, free podium for broadcast activists to speak from, exposing commonplace corruption, helping vulnerable people without a voice, bringing light to important information nobody else does, and creating a fantastic commercial-free alternative media source in a sea of bad, manipulative mainstream and alternative media shills and scum, what has American Freedom Radio ever done for us?
Donate to American Freedom Radio today.
Launch sequence initiated.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good. Ready to move the old out.
Control good. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
American Freedom Radio.
Remember, remember the 5th of November, the gunpowder, treason, and plot. I know of no reason why the gunpowder treason should ever be forgot.
I pulled into Nazareth, was feeling bound half past dead. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was hurting myself and now.
Levity is good. It relieves tension and the fear for death.
Welcome back to hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinny Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. And we do love it, ladies and gentlemen, when you donate. We appreciate it very, very much, which is why at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com, if you make any donation of any kind, you can get three things for that. Number one, we'll give you access to the unlisted video section. These are videos that are too controversial to actually be public kind of thing. You can watch them. And we also have the Vinny Eastwood Show Facebook group, which is exclusive only for donors, that kind of thing. And you'll be having all the regular stuff posted in there as soon as I do shows, or if I'm saying that I'm going live soon or whatever, it'll all be posted on there so you can be kept up to date with all that Vinny Eastwood goodness you love so much. And the last thing on there is, I think there was something about this. I forgot what the other thing was, folks. It might just be a Facebook group and unlisted videos, isn't it? Yeah, that's pretty much it. We're trying to get the Patreon up to $500 a month, and that'll allow me to do one live stream on YouTube per week, and this show on American Freedom Radio. So we want to get that up there, and that gives us a bit of breathing room, because I got to tell you, folks, when you're hungry and you're looking in your bank account and there's zero in there and you've been working harder than in the last month than you have in the last six, there's something wrong with that situation. I'm doing something wrong, folks, and I think it's because I'm not asking. You know, so right now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm asking, please give me a hand, especially this weekend, where we're going to be doing a short film for the 48-hour film competition and need about $200 just to get the rent paid, have a little bit of food in the cupboard, some phone credit, and some gas. Not too much to ask, ladies and gentlemen. Please, please, if you can, go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com, hit that PayPal button, or even become a regular donor instead. For the New Zealanders of you, there's a Kiwi Bank there as well. Now, back to our very special guest, Gary Carlson. Welcome back, son.
You forgot to tell them they get good karma for donating too, and maybe up their soul score.
I can't guarantee that.
I wanted to mention that Vinny called me out of the blue. I wasn't expecting this at all. He grabbed me without any preparation whatsoever. I just want you to take that into account when you're listening to this video, audio, whatever you call it. I'm trying to do as best as I can.
Well, that's how the show runs, basically. I found that if you research into somebody rather than letting them tell you who they are, you develop all these little biases. You develop all these little prejudices. Or, even in the opposite direction, you develop this sycophantic type of persona because you haven't actually talked to the person as a real person. And thus, you're not actually communicating with them effectively as a real person while you're interviewing them, especially if you know a lot about them. It becomes not a conversation. It becomes something else. Either a, what would you call it? An infomercial. You ever listen to talk radio like that, ladies and gentlemen, where the host is essentially just an infomercial host for the person that they're interviewing, just there to promote them, that kind of thing?
Trying to sell hot tubs or something.
You know, and then the other side, there's the one where you don't let your guests speak. You know, you don't let them explain themselves. You interrupt. You say, well, why is this? Why is that? You know, that kind of thing. No, it's just like, dude, let it flow. Just be cool. Just be easy.
Well, I want to invite anybody to come to my website and get a soul report. And you can find out exactly where you're at spiritually. There's my website. I'll leave it up for about 5 or 10 seconds.
That's icheckyoursoul.com, ladies and gentlemen, to get a wee soul report from Gary Carlson there.
Yeah, I give a mini spiritual reading for free, which is those four things I name. I do a full soul report. I'm asking 50 right now. You get a karma report with that. And I answer all your questions about it forever. I mean, you can send me questions in about 20 emails or something, and I'll keep answering it. And my phone number's on the site, so you can call me. And if you email me and make arrangements, I'll do Skype with you. But I don't want to put my Skype on there and get too many crazy calls. You know, I want to kind of know when they're coming on that. I just get there.
I must have put my Skype somewhere because every day there's like maybe 2, 3, 4 people with Russian language greetings and stuff like, hello, we want you to figure out our contact or something like this. That's really spooky. And they keep coming every single day. Report block, report block, report block, report block. You know, it's like taking a WikiLeak when you get up in the morning.
Yeah. I get phone calls in Spanish here in the United States where I don't speak Spanish, and then they hang up. Yeah, we're getting pelted with all kinds of nasty stuff because of the government.
But you could at least say it right. Listen, no hablo español, ese.
Yeah. Speaks perfect Spanish and says I don't speak English.
Scene in Family Guy where this Spanish guy speaks really, really good English for a second, and he's like, but what are you talking about? You can't speak English. You just constructed a perfect sentence. And then the guy says in English, I know, but I only learned how to say that phrase and this later phrase explaining it. He goes, what do you mean by that?
¿Qué?
No idea what he's saying. And I think that actually this is sort of a microcosm of the miscommunication that's happening in a broader sense along with people. Wouldn't you say you're talking in two different languages when you're talking to each other and there's a miscommunication? Ever had a conversation like that, ladies and gentlemen, where you mean one thing and the other person completely misinterprets it?
I guess that means some, but not too bad. Well, let me tell you what you get in the soul report. You get your soul score, or find out where you're at spiritually, how far along you are in your cycle, or if you're qualified for ascension, or if you're a wanderer, find out how much time's left on your contract, find out how many past lives you got. If you're wonder, you can find out how far away your planet is, what kind of category the people on your planet are from. Most wanderers here are from bird people planets. And then on the karma, on the karma report, you find out your total amount of bad karma, total amount of good karma, how much bad karma you're making every week, and how much you're discharging, and how much good karma you're making every week, and how much you're discharging. And by knowing all this stuff, you can slightly change your life to do a lot better. You can find out that you're making a lot of bad karma every week, and so therefore you're discharging a lot of bad karma every week, which means a lot of crap's got to happen, a lot of things got to go wrong every week, and your quality of life is lower. Now, if you correct that, and you look, you read my lists of what you do to get bad karma and what you do to get good karma, and then look carefully through the list and find out everything you're doing wrong that's getting you bad karma, and adjust on that. Stop doing it, or do it less, or do it different. And then you start making less bad karma per week, then you'll be discharging less, and your quality of life will go up. A lot of people have did this after my soul report.
Well, have you got any examples or any practical things? Because often people in the listening audience would really like some practical examples of, you know, what they could do in their daily life to help with their problems, their bad karma, that kind of thing.
Well, okay, one person, she lived in an apartment, and she had to take an elevator up every day. Well, there's a rug in the elevator, and somebody pissed on it, and it smells like crap every time she rides the elevator. So she kept taking the rug out of the elevator and throwing it on the grass in front of the apartment, because she couldn't stand the smell, and she complained to the management, and all they did is sprinkle some powder on it. And they keep having to put it back in the elevator. And I said, look, and she's doing other things like that, you know, where somebody wronged her and then she's retaliating. And she was doing all that stuff all the time in life. And I point out, look, you're getting all kinds of bad karma on that. And she had like well, say the numbers don't mean much unless you've got a soul report. But she had a number 7 on bad karma, which is real high, the amount of bad karma she was getting every week. Some people are down to 1, and a lot of people 2 that get a soul report, and she had a 7. And she was living in an apartment that was overcrowded. She had all her things stacked all over where she couldn't walk. And she couldn't get a good job, and life was hell. And she kept, why is this like this for me? I can't stand this. And I point out, you're making all this bad karma every week. If you stop making this bad karma for a few weeks and get your number down to like 2 or 3, your quality of life will go up. And she did that, and all of a sudden she got a better job and got to move in a bigger place. You know, things like that can happen. I've helped a ton of people with these soul reports. The average person that's on the internet that's offering spiritual services charges $150 to $400. And some a lot more if they got a weekly thing or something going. But a lot of them are doing healing or some kind of DNA thing, or I don't know what all their services are. But they're different than mine, whatever. But anyway, I only charge $50. And I give a 30-day money-back guarantee within 30 days, you can decide this is BS and I'll send your money back. And only one person in about 1,000 has asked for their money back. And I was putting sample soul reports on there. You get about 12 different things I get with the pendulum, approximately, depending on which of the three categories you're in. And she looks at the sample report and says, well, six of these things are the same as me. And some of them only have two choices or three choices. And a bunch of them got to be the same. And she wanted her money back because hers was too same. I think she was from Hungary. I think she was just low on money, and she wanted to get her. It was only 25 back then, so I sent her 25 back. But that's the only refund I've needed to do. But I'll also help you in life and what's going wrong or what you have troubles with or what you don't understand about what's happening. A lot of it I know, and other stuff I can find out with the pendulum. I can explore whatever issues you're having or whatever difficulty, and I can help you improve. Just get a soul report, and we'll start there. You don't have to pay anything else after that. If you get a soul report, I'll help you as much as I can for no more money. And if I end up doing real good and you have a lot of money, some people send me more, but that ain't what my plan is. My plan is to help you improve your life. Sometimes you can't see what to do when you're involved in the situation. I mean, I've been a professional gambler, and I noticed that when the person's in the poker hand, let's say they're halfway through the poker hand, you know, do I call, raise, or fold here, or what do I do? The good player from the outside can see what you should do a lot better than the person that's in the hand. Somehow you're spiritually attached to the money that went in the pot already and some other things, and you can't see what to do as clearly as another guy that is equally good gambler from the outside. And life is that way too. You're inside your life and you got some simple things going wrong spiritually and your life is hard or screwed up. And some knowledgeable person like myself from the outside can review it all, maybe ask the spirits some questions too, and I can figure out what to do to make your life go a lot better. And that happens a lot. I can't think of ever, you know, really good examples, but some person was abused or something, and I advised them to, you know, move to a different city, and they did that. Things went a lot better. Various things come up. But some people, they get a soul report, and they find out that they're qualified for ascension. They're, like, totally elated, and all of a sudden they do things way better spiritually. They're a real happy person. That just knowing where you are can help you a lot too. Go ahead, Ben. What's next?
Well, I'm just thinking out loud here. When we're living our lives and we think about which dimension we want to live our life in, you know, are we in the three dimension? Because the way I look at it, your inspiration and your creative energy comes from a fifth dimensional consciousness. It's thoughts in your head that are beyond time and space, which is what 4D and 3D is. And the way that you are supposed to interact with the universe is to spend 4D time on your fifth dimensional idea and create something that affects the three dimensional universe. Doesn't have to necessarily be a physical object, but something that is no longer imagination, it's now real. A film, for example, is now something that's real. You know, you can go, you can watch it, it's right there. And a lot of people, I think, are becoming very depressed in life because they don't think that they're good enough. Like, they don't think that their idea is good enough to turn into something. They don't believe that they themselves are good enough to attempt something, to even start. This distraction that we found ourselves amidst, all the television shows, all the computer games, all the games of varying sizes and hithers and tempos, just to keep us very much distracted from what's in our mind that we should be spending our time bringing into reality. And that's the hugest tragedy of our time. And I think that's why a lot of people are very sad, is because they don't feel like they've got purpose. So when you do a soul report and you say to somebody, you've got a purpose, you know, you can, or you can work towards this, it's elation in and of itself, because at least now they know where they are.
Right. But some of this stuff, because of our evil governments, if you got something going and you got a reptilian soul, they'll be behind you 100% and you'll have all kinds of money and do everything. And somewhat if you're Jewish also, you got a big advantage. Because they kind of control the money and the governments all over the world pretty heavy since World War II with this, they take firm control of all the Western governments. I guess the of the people with reptilian souls, 41% of them claim Jewish. So that's the most of any category. I guess they're planning on making Israel way bigger and ruling the world from Israel. I don't think that's going to work out, but.
Well, apparently it's in some book somewhere that, hey, we're the chosen people and this is our promised land. Even if there's other people living there that you have to exterminate and continuously oppress with white phosphorus in order to stay there. It's everything's justifiable. Everything's justifiable. Especially putting, Mossad operatives in the White House, namely the president. You know, if we're gonna, you know, cut it raw here, the president at the moment is somebody who has been in the pocket of the Jewish mafia since he began his casino career. His first casino was in fact given to him by the Meyer Lansky mob, the New York Jewish mafia. Now, when people say Jewish, they think, oh, you mean you're a race or something like that, you anti-Semite? No. It's a religion, okay? You can't convert to being black, you know? You can't convert to being white, all right? But people can convert to Judaism because it's a belief structure, not a race, okay? And that's the interesting thing that's happened here, is that we've got a ideological structure. Because if you mention this in any way, shape, or form, you open up a bunch of can of worms. And I'm just going to define these little worms for you, okay? The Jewish doctrine is, in fact, almost identical to the Kabbalah, which is almost identical to Freemasonry, and all of these kind of things have a very, very straightforward belief. Everybody else is our slaves. We are chosen to rule. We don't care about anybody, i.e., a psychopathic mindset, okay? You're talking about a religion that was created long ago in order to enhance a psychopathic mindset for an end goal of a world government and the enslavement of everybody else as, you know, goyim, as it were. And the reason why they're capable of keeping this secret is because in order to get to any other level of any of these organizations, you're not capable of qualifying for them. You have to be invited. Only once these councils have looked over you and decided that, yes, this guy's not going to betray our secrets to the public, this guy can ascend with us and be part of the clique. And you won't be invited otherwise. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you keep control of an entire society for thousands of years without anybody knowing about it.
You got it right. Yeah, they use the Holocaust to get sympathy from everybody and get better business deals. You know, and some European countries, if you claim it didn't happen, they put you in jail. I mean, if it was true, why would they need to do that? Supposedly, they've never found a body that died from gas. The people that took forensic evidence couldn't find any gas in the walls or anything. And they looked at the number of dead bodies, and there was like a quarter of a million, and they're claiming 6 million. And then they looked at...
by the way, ladies and gentlemen, when he says a quarter of a million, not 6 million, that's not him saying that. That's not some Holocaust denier. That's the Red Cross.
Right. I got the website to that. I mean, I got the paper on that on my computer store. I'll send it to anybody who wants. And also, they took the whole population, the whole Jewish population of Europe at that time, and they think it was less than 6 million. And so all the Jews in all of Europe didn't go in the concentration camp, just a few countries, like the Jews in England and Spain and Portugal. They weren't put in concentration camps, just a few countries like Germany, maybe Czechoslovakia, Poland, and a few countries there. So I don't, and then also they had some big thing from World War One where they kept using the $6 million figure. Well, you know, I don't know. I don't think it happened, but I don't know. You know, I don't know for sure. I wasn't there. But it seems unlikely from what I read. Especially when they're passing laws that if you deny it, you go to jail. If it was true, it would stand up by itself.
As Voltaire said, if you want to know who rules over you, find out what you're not allowed to question.
Or, yeah, something like that.
All right, so if you're not allowed to question the Holocaust, which is the instant justification for the State of Israel and the Jewish supremacy globally, yeah, that's illegal. Who rules over you, ladies and gentlemen? You know, but... Here's the thing. It's not just that belief structure. There's this, I think it was a split, because you're saying like the New World Order is like, let's say 40% Jewish or whatever. Now, I saw an interesting statistic that, the Jewish devotees, in fact, on average have a much higher IQ than members of other religions. And I thought that's particularly interesting, and this is why, you know, you have these quote-unquote Jewish communities that are very wealthy and successful and doing that kind of thing, because they spend a lot of time working on their minds and doing things. And the vast majority of these people are merely doing it for their religious purposes. And the secret purposes that you have to be invited into the club, you can't apply, you have to be invited, they're completely unaware of. And the worst thing that happens is when you have, let's say, talk about it a little bit differently. Let's say there's a terror attack in France. And soonly thereafter, a whole bunch of average Muslims who may not have even known about the terrorist attack even taking place through the news or whatever, get grenades chucked into their corner dairies, right, with their children there, that kind of thing. Let's say there's a lot of attacks like that directly following a so-called terrorist attack. When we're looking at situations, we don't understand, number one, whether or not they're manufactured, and number two, what are the unintended consequences, or in some cases the intended consequences, that is going to sow chaos? Muslims did it. Muslims did the terrorism, that kind of thing, right? Hillary supporters did it. Hillary supporters. You know, and this is the kind of thing, like Hillary just spoke here in New Zealand, right? And it's kind of like, apparently she's moving here, right? Like this is a frightening development. by any stretch of the imagination. A mass murderer is coming here? Oh, my God! and you think to yourself, okay, she goes and she speaks to a huge crowd of people who actually wanted to be there and said positive things about her. What is wrong with society, man? People are supporting the things that are destroying them, and they hate the things that are trying to save them.
Yeah, they're convinced they're convinced of the opposite. They're trying to tell you, well, it's 5G, everything's going to be connected. You'll get pictures real fast and send everything, and your refrigerator will be listening to your conversation, and I don't tell you about that, but, or therefore, if you got real sick and you fell on the floor and you needed medical attention, your refrigerator can save you. They'll put it that way, so you'll think, well, I guess that's good then. The refrigerator is surveillancing me.
Just imagine a guy dying of a heart attack on the floor, reaching up at the refrigerator. Edna, call an ambulance. I'm having a heart attack. Like we start actually giving names to our appliances now because they actually become a member of the family because they're listening to all your conversations essentially, and sometimes they'll talk back. Have you got any milk, Edna? No, Dave.
Like these GMO crops. Oh, you're going to get a bigger yield and everybody will get fed and everything's going to be great. And then when that doesn't come in, they just lie about it. And then the plants don't make their own seeds, and you got to buy the seeds every year, and people are having bad health from it, and they'll claim the opposite. They'll just keep the lies going. It's unbelievable what they do.
I had another frightening thought. What if they're listening to your conversations on Facebook, right? We know this for a fact. And they're responding by giving you corrections. Like, let's say you say 9/11's an inside job. The next day, you'll see an advertisement saying 9/11's not an inside job. That's a conspiracy theory. You're a tinfoil hat-wearing nutcase, right? What if your fridge could do that to you, your toaster? What if there were advertisements to control your mind and to influence you that were popping up everywhere? What if your wallpaper in every section of your house was a screen that's connected to the internet? Not only does it listen to what you say all day, but it responds by trying to co-opt your mind into the mainstream way of thinking. What is the word now for mainstream? Because I understand what the concept is. You know, that's what the bulk of people believe, et cetera, et cetera. But there's got to be another word for the masses of people who are so completely and utterly deliberately misinformed about the nature of reality or themselves or their quests in life. What do we call these people?
Brainwashed.
I'm just thinking, how can you say it without trying to sound superior, as if I'm so evolved and these people are, you know, that kind of thing? How can you say it in a merciful, accurate, and academic fashion?
That's probably a right word. I can't think of it.
If you know what the word is, ladies and gentlemen, please leave it on the comments down below. Because, you know, because it escapes me. Because there's an inherent compassion that you're supposed to feel for other people. But if they don't do what's right for them, even though you've told them to do what's right for them, you cease caring about them. You know, your life is not my responsibility anymore. I don't have to do anything now. Right? Is that what we've come to? We don't believe things because we don't want to, and therefore anybody who would help us won't, because we won't help ourselves.
Well, how about I tell everybody a little bit about ascension, about the personal ascension? What I get is there's about 1 billion people that have completed their cycle of third density. You know, they've had their 110 lives or the 25,920 years or more. But only about 700 million of them are polarized positive. So 300 million aren't going to make it because they're not spiritual enough. But if they got a soul report and found that out, they could change in time. Supposedly, ascension's going to be somewhere from 2021 to 2025. On one of those years, probably on the fall equinox. And then when it starts, you'll get a 2-hour warning, you're going to make ascension. And a bunch of people will ascend every day for 2 months until all the people qualified make it. And if you get a soul report and find out you're qualified for ascension, you can adjust your life to get more good karma and a higher soul score and get a much better position in this fifth density, which would be for Earth 12th dimension. We're supposedly in the fourth dimension. There's length, height, and width, and a component of consciousness. When we move to the fifth dimension is a component of time. So we'll still have time as it is, but there'll be an additional component to it. And supposedly, if you went there and experienced it and came back, you couldn't explain it. That's what I'm told. That seems hard to believe, but maybe it's so
difficult. There's been a lot of documented cases of people under experimental circumstances having these spiritual experiences and coming back and saying that they don't actually have the language to describe what it is that they saw. They know they saw stuff, uh-huh. and they've got the idea of the picture on it in their head, but they actually can't describe it in words.
I guess the universe is way more than you can explain or understand. And as you advance in it, we're all on a journey back to the central God. And there's 15 steps. And most of us, besides the wanderers, are on the third step. The wanderers are on the fifth or sixth step. And the third.
So which one are you?
I'm a wanderer out of the fifth density, and I'm almost done with my mission. Supposedly, I got 600 years to go out of the 35,000 years or whatever it is, 1.42 cycles. I can see what it is. I never did gauge exactly how long that was.
Just making the calculation here, ladies and gentlemen.
36,800 years, I guess, approximately. And I've did over 36 of it. I did soul reports for two other wanderers that came out of the fifth density. But all the other wanderers I did, which is maybe 400 of them, came out of the sixth. I did over 1,000 soul reports. And I've constantly improved it as I went along. I've got it fairly good now, so come and get one. Or at least get the free mini soul reading. You can find out where you're at on that somewhat too, but you don't get all the details.
And so this is basically the purpose for your life now, to do these soul readings and help people in their development, that kind of thing.
Right, but Something else big can come up too, you know, with where the evil people are in the process of getting taken out of the government. The brown dwarf star may be coming, planetary ascension, individual ascension. There's a lot of spiritual things that are supposed to happen soon. And I may somehow get involved in all that a lot more. I don't know what my future is. But I'm going to keep going along and pray to be on the good path and help humanity the most I can. I'm really into improving the world if I can.
And that's all about how you behave, isn't it? Improving the world, I mean.
Yeah. You gotta treat other people properly. Don't do the out-of-line things. Don't put out hate. Put out love and helpfulness. I walk down the street every day and I give a dollar to a lot of homeless people and stuff like that. And I don't hate them or tell them to get away from me and all that stuff like some people do. But I also try to teach people that, you know, the people running our world are horribly evil and they're doing all kinds of nasty stuff and lying to you. You gotta understand that. And as soon as everybody does, things can change, you know. When 80-90% of the people are going by what they hear on TV and maybe the radio, you know, nothing's going to change. They're going to be content.
Well, you're talking about the suppression of anger. Like, real anger is actually there for a reason. You know, somebody doing bad stuff and you get angry about it and you stop them. Right? Just like raising a child. If they're breaking stuff, stop them. Or they'll keep breaking stuff.
Right, yeah, exactly. I had that on my website somewhere, too, I think. Did you read that?
Yeah. Oh. And it occurs to me as well that there's a lot of a miscarriage of justice, right? There's a lot of bad things that are happening that don't get any reprimand and that sort of thing. And it's just wondering how people get in touch with their righteous sense of anger, you know? This is the right thing to be angry about.
Well, yeah, they're purposely going after victims in the Justice Department somewhat, you know? They treat the victims real bad, especially if you got molested or raped. They put the person that already got all the horrible things done to them, they make it real horrible for them in court. And then other people that get molested or raped are afraid to go through that. And then the reptilian person that did the raping doesn't have to face justice. I don't know if you noticed, but the reptilian soul people run the Justice Department, and when another reptilian soul person commits a serious crime, they get off real easy, but a regular person, they throw the book at them. Maybe not if they're Jewish or connected. If they're a connected Jew, not every Jew. I mean, I have a lot of Jewish friends, and they're not involved in any of this nonsense.
Just, or at least not that they've told you.
Yeah. I don't have any of that. I don't hate them. They don't hate me. We have good relationships, but they're not into talking about the Holocaust and controlling the government. They're into what they're doing in their normal lives as we all are.
Yeah. I think that's the one thing that people do is they love to chuck everybody in the same bucket and then just like hate on them. I hate them all. Really, have you ever communicated with them? Do you understand them? Have you ever become friends with one of them? They might find that they're not exactly what you think they are.
Yeah, I was going to point out this heavy immigration into Europe from mostly African countries. And Middle Eastern countries, a lot of them are coming over where they're just males without a wife or kids, and a lot of them males have a reptilian soul. And then they come to Europe to commit crime and take advantage of the situation.
They don't just come, they get invited.
Right.
In fact, George Soros was implicated in a number of people trafficking schemes where people would jump on a big rubber boat on one side of the Mediterranean, and then they'd have somebody pick them up on the other side, and then just one get right into Italy or get right into Greece or something like that, and then just disappear into Europe before anybody knows they were there. And it's all funded by these, you know, NGOs and think tank organizations. And apparently the agenda is to deliberately get these people into Europe to sow chaos and discord and get everybody to turn against each other so that it can justify a more authoritarian society, not only to suppress them, but anybody else who's telling the truth about things happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. And when they have a reptilian soul and the Justice Department has a reptilian soul, they go real easy on those people when they're caught with a crime. They don't get punished at all, you know. They're like rape and shoplifting is allowed, you know, for those people. They go to court, they don't get any jail time for their crimes, but a person with a soul gets a bunch of jail time.
Yeah, well, saw an interesting statistic the other day, something along the lines of 80% of drug addicts, illegal drug addicts, are people who've been badly abused or neglected as children, sometimes sexually, right? So what the drug laws were inherently there for is to punish the people who have already suffered the most in society.
Yeah. All right, well,
okay. You've still got about 10 minutes to go. You must be feeling tired, mate. 2 hours is a hell of a show to do.
I'm about done, but what, about 10 more minutes?
Yeah, only just.
All right, what else? Try to think of what to discuss. I don't know what.
Just.
I just want to say that religions are bad. All religions are started by the people with reptilian souls. And they put out their own dogma to get you to believe what they want you to believe, not what's really true. Religion at the low level might be helping a lot of people, but the upper levels are filled by evil people, mostly with reptilian souls.
And to back that up, there was something like a couple of billion dollars or something that got donated to the Catholic Church last year, and almost all of it, like 99 or 96% of it, went for out-of-court settlements from priests abusing children.
Wow, yeah, I'm terrible.
You know, pass the hat, ladies and gentlemen, put more money in it, go ahead.
We can pay off the victims, yeah. And I wonder how many other victims are afraid to come up or already died or been silenced some other way.
Well, the vast majority of rape victims, especially young rape victims, feel enormous shame after it happened to them, and most of them never actually tell anybody that it happened, as well as the serial rapists, and specifically they were usually psychopaths who will then threaten and say that this is, and nobody will believe you, and I'll do this to you if you do, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, I've seen a movie on Boys Town on that. They told the kids, you can't say this in court, you can't accuse the guy of that. And he went along with that, and then a new lawyer came and said, no, you got to tell the truth, point out exactly what happened. So he did that the next time, and they put him in jail for 25 years for perjury. And the guy that got caught doing all the raping got 10 years or something. I mean, they went after the victim more than the criminal. What I checked with the pendulum in the Catholic Church, archbishop or higher, you have to have a reptilian soul. I think you can make bishop. There's like priest, bishop, archbishop, cardinal, and pope, and I don't know, maybe some other ones. But above bishop, I think that you can't get that spot unless you have a reptilian soul and you're in the program to control. If you notice in any religion, the person over you is appointed. You never get any say on who that is. You don't get the vote on your pastor or priest or anything. They're all appointed by the evil at the high levels to control you.
Via secret ballot.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I would encourage people to be spiritual and believe in God and find out how it all works. And you can find out a lot of that out on my website, how the universe is built and works in relationship to your soul. And go that way, pray to God, pray to your spirit guides and your guardian angel and stuff. And be spiritual that way rather than relying on some religion that wants to control you and get your money and all that and tell you when what you got to do and when you got to do it. You can avoid all that.
Make you feel guilty and afraid. I always thought about the idea of the labor, just the sheer violence of somebody with stakes hammered into his hands and feet, with blood dripping down, up there for the children to worship with a crown of thorns on, and you think to yourself, maybe they're just actually trying to traumatize the children a little bit, and maybe this is having a residual effect on how they grow up to be adults, right? Seeing that kind of thing. I don't know. It's a wonder to me why people actually really enjoy religion if they also know how to live their own life without somebody else's advice. If you can make your own decisions and that kind of thing and come up with rules for life, often people don't need a religion. Sometimes they say that they don't even need God. And I was wondering about the trepidation that we're all going through at the moment, Gary, is God going to help us, or must we help ourselves in terms of what's wrong with the world?
Well, we certainly get helped by our guardian angels and spirit guides. Without them, we would probably die right away and not make it through life. But you can't really see what they're doing. They're slightly affecting your reality and controlling what happens to you all through your life, all the way along, and you can't see it or understand it, but it's definitely happening. And if you do things more spiritually, they'll help you to even more to make things come out even better. You can plan on that. That'll happen. But you might not clearly see it in black and white. They have to do it in a way where you're never exactly sure what went on, There's got to be some doubt in your mind, I don't know why they got it that way, but they do.
Well, I think it's the concept of having faith, right? People always use this term, but they don't know what faith is, and they don't know what belief is. Belief is when you don't get rewarded, right? Faith is when you do, right? You have faith in someone, they actually come through for you. You believe in someone, they don't. That's the square difference.
Yeah, if you believe in God and your spirit guides and understand how it works and try to help others, that's what God wants from us. He doesn't want to be worshipped. He wants love and service to others. So when you do that, your experiences will come out better.
We have very few role models that actually are preaching this message. Love and service to others, ladies and gentlemen. Pretty straightforward message, you would have thought, but it's almost missing in our society, isn't it? To a large degree. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing, bit of love, bit of service to others, because My goodness, isn't life terrible without it? You've been listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, ladies and gentlemen, on American Freedom Radio. And I do want to remind people that this is a listener-supported show and a listener-supported network. So this weekend we're entering the 48 Hours Film Competition, and we need a little bit of cash just to pay off my rent for this week and get some other amenables. So, ladies and gentlemen, at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com, you can donate to that. And we will be back next week with another fabulous guests. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you go anywhere.
Okay. Remember, you're a starseed.
And there's also Gary Carlson here. Have we gone to break, by the way, AFR? I still haven't heard the music, and I didn't get any messages back from the network about this, so I was just trying to round it off. But but we'll see how we go. It might even be a little bit longer. In fact, there's the music right now, ladies and gentlemen. I'm such an idiot. Thank you very much, folks, for listening. And Gary Carlson, you can get your free little mini soul report at iCheckYourSoul.com. That's iCheckYourSoul.com. All right, everybody. Thanks very much. And thanks, Gary.
Again, take out the amount you need and reseal the package for use within the next 6 months. Simply Clean Food's primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's www.simplycleanfoods.net today.
American Survival Wholesale is a proud sponsor of the American Freedom Radio. And when you purchase quality products from AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, you help support this program. Our quality non-GMO foods do not contain MSG, high fructose corn syrup, or heavy metals. At American Survival Wholesale, you can choose from over 8,000 quality products, including self-defense weapons, bug-out bags, and long-term storable food at wholesale prices. We also have custom food packs available, including gluten-free, dairy-free, and vegetarian packs. If we don't have it, you don't need it. American Survival Wholesale is a veteran-owned and operated company, which also supports our veterans in need, and we are very active in disaster relief. If you would like to become a distributor, please email us at bugoutamerica@usa.com or call 818-720-0759. We offer free consultations to answer all your questions. Do it today while things are calm. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
And when we're not invading some sovereign nation or setting it on fire from the air, which is more fun for our Nintendo pilots, then we're usually declaring war on something here at home. Did you ever notice that about us? We love to declare war on things here in America. Anything we don't like about ourselves, we declare war on it. We don't do anything about it. We just declare war on it. It's the only metaphor we have in our public discourse for solving problems, declaring war. We have to declare a war on everything. We have a war on crime, the war on poverty, the war on litter, the war on cancer, the war on drugs. But you ever notice? We got no war on homelessness. Huh? No war on homelessness. You know why? There's no money in that. Problem. No money to be made off of the homeless. If you could find a solution to homelessness where the corporate swine and the politicians could steal a couple of $1 million each, you'd see the streets of America begin to clear up pretty quick. I'll guarantee you that. I will guarantee you that.
I'm telling you, you gotta support American Freedom Radio because this government is getting out of hand. Wall Street won't loan them my money. The CIA are cutting into my drug running and my gun running. Big Pharma's psychotropic drugs are making my customers commit suicide before my hitman can even whack them. And then they get depressed and get prescribed psychotropic drugs and commit suicide too. They're trying to become the biggest game in town. When you pay them protection money, you don't even get protected. I get unpaid taxes, and if I can't find the money, the IRS are gonna take my thumbs. I got a mandatory flu vaccine, and now I'm autistic. I reported a vaccine reaction, and the doctor told me to forget about it. What have I ever done to have them treat me so disrespectfully? There's only one way to get the government off our backs, and that's to support American Freedom Radio. Capiche? So what are you gonna do? You're gonna go to AmericanFreedomRadio.com and give them some legal tender they can't refuse.
Launch sequence initiated.
In the approach phase, everything looking good.
Ready to remove the old output.
Control is good. 5, 5.
Freedom Radio.